Frank James, Jesse Gentile, Kid, and all the rest. He's some bad cats way out in the west. Those cats could have dug me in my gangster ways. They would have hung up their guns, dug it to the graves, because I'm a gangster. A gangster of love. I'm a gangster. Gangster of love. Now look here. When I go into a bar, goes from near and far, I say I'm a gangster. A gangster of love. I jumped in my Waddles Cadillac, I rode across the borderline. I rode 55 girls, I kissed them all at the same time. Took 25 to 30 and put them all on a freight. With $1 million reward for me in each and every state. Sheriff says your name, Stevie Guitar Miller, in a very deep voice, and I said, yes, sir, brother sheriff, and that's your wife in the back of my horse. I can't help it. I'm a gangster. I can't help it.
Been building my castle of love just for two, though you never knew you were my reason. I've gone much too far for you now to say that I've got to throw.
Just want to say, this is Charlie. Listen to the Soundscope Kid Vibe special episode on 91.5 FM. Doing over to Mariah, the Boston medium. Enjoy.
Though you never knew it was of you, I've been dreaming. The Sandman has come from too far away for you to say come back some other day. And though you don't believe that they do come true. For did my dreams come true when I looked at you? And maybe too, if you would believe, you too might be overjoyed, overloved. I had found what I've searched to discover. I've come much too far for me now to find. The love that I sought can never be mine. And though you don't believe that they do, they do come true. For did my dreams come true when I looked at you? And maybe too, if you would believe, you too might be overjoyed, overloved, over me.
Listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reformed Radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlin, the boss of medium. This is a spontaneous show right here. Yes, it's the Paranormal Playground Sounds. When I was at the did podcasts over at WEMF, we would call it a secret show when it was like surprised. So when we did shows that weren't planned and spontaneous, we call it secret shows. So not so secret, but oh my God, RIP David Lynch. I literally just found that out probably like a half hour ago online. Yeah, that hurts. This one hurts really bad. like you have no idea. And I'm sure so many other people feel the same way. It's only once in a while you get such extraordinary talent like this that comes into our culture, our world, our, you know, in our lifetime. And I got to tell you, on so many levels, David Lynch has inspired me and what I do creatively. He's actually inspired me musically. I'm wondering if I could play. I think I am going to be able to play. I actually have online a David Lynch beat that I remixed. Yeah, it's called Psychic Dale Cooper. I did a remix of the theme song and a bunch of, it's actually a conglomeration of all the songs on the Twin Peaks soundtrack. So it's like a conglomeration and Agent Cooper is dialogue. So I'm definitely gonna after this whatever song comes on after this, I'm gonna cue that up and I'm gonna play that. Yeah, so that's crazy. That's nuts. The sequel to the Twin Peaks series, actually, I know it recently came out. That was pretty cool. Yeah, Twin Peaks, that whole series is just something I will always adore watching. It's so dark, but it's so comical too. But it's so bizarre. It's so bizarre that it can't help but to inspire and pique your interest on a creative level. I actually have a David Lynch book that would talk about his experiences where I would be like, oh my God, I thought I was the only one who experienced things like that. Like when he said he put his hand, things like putting his hand on the hood of like this red car that was hot. And that's how he got the vision of the Twin Peaks curtain and things like that. That's the moment where, you know, it's like things like that where I was just like, oh God, I'm so glad somebody else understands this. And he was very big on transcendental meditation. And I remember I would do shows here where we would go in and the intricacies of David Lynch. And I remember doing a meditation and astral projecting to his spirit. And that's actually how I created that beat. So David Lynch is very, he's a very interesting guy. You know, everything from Blue Velvet and all of these movies and creations that he's made, I think, you know, in terms of movies, I think Blue Velvet has to be my favorite. But yeah, so RIP David Lynch. Yeah, I'm going to have to do a whole show next week completely dedicated to him and completely dedicated to everything he's contributed here to our art culture and it just putting that out in the world. So grateful for him. So grateful for what he's contributed and the impact and influence that he's had on my life. And I'm sure there'll be more to come where his spirit can contribute more. And I can't wait to work with his spirit. And I can't wait for all of you to witness that. So with that being said, let's play some flamingos. Yeah, let's play some doo-wop. We'll be back. I'm here till 3 p.m. I love you.
My love must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you. Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright. I only am eyes for
are here, and so am I. Maybe millions of people go by, but they all disappear from view. And I only have eyes for you.
Diane, my recorder is on the table. I'm unable to reach it at this time. I can only hope that I inadvertently pressed the voice activation button. I'm lying on the floor of my room. I've been shot. There's a great deal of pain and a fair amount of blood. Fortunately, I was wearing my bulletproof vest last night per Bureau regulations when working undercover. I remember folding the vest up, trying to chase down a boutique. You can imagine the impact on your chest of three bowling balls dropped from a height of about 9 feet. You might begin to approximate the sensation. Being shot is not as bad as I always thought it might be. As long as you can keep the fear from your mind. I guess you can say that about most anything in life. It's not so bad as long as you can keep the fear from your mind.
there you have it. Psychic Dale Cooper. Psychic Agent Cooper right there. He was psychic, basically. You know that, right? That's why I was in love with him. I was unbelievably in love with Dale Cooper. Like, to this day, his character, I will forever be in love with him. With that being said, I'm pretty sure we're going to play that again during Paranormal Playground Sounds next week. We have to honor the great David Lynch. So, oh my goodness. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. What a day. What a day. What a day. So, I'm glad you were able to hear that. I'm just thinking all kinds of things. Like, so many things were going on musically. I can't wait for next week because not only, okay, so this is going on. You know, we're going to have a surprise David Lynch show, but I woke up literally to gospel music. I literally woke up to gospel music. Like, it was a song. They were, like, Spirit was giving me a gospel song. It was so beautiful. It sounded like the Mills Brothers. And actually, I feel like I want to go into that. I'm going to go more into the Mills Brothers and there's a lot of psychic energy going on today, actually. So somebody literally just asked me if I was at Tufts, and I think they're being, and they wouldn't know that, and I'm they're being psychic. I mean, I don't think they're even listening to the station right now, but they're, you know, it's just, there's a lot of psychic energy happening, which is pretty cool, which is synchronistic. So anyway, I feel like I'm going to go, I would like to go more into the Mills Brothers and explaining. I feel like their music is kind of like a superpower protection for me. I swear I was having sleep paralysis one night. You ever have sleep paralysis where like somebody literally is either trying to like, there's like aliens touching you inappropriately or like trying to like, like literally trying to choke you or like trying to like beat you up or like literally. So anyways, you know how scary sleep paralysis. I actually have not had sleep paralysis in a minute, like in the longest time. That's actually probably a really good sign. I stopped having sleep paralysis. Let's just give a big hand to not having sleep paralysis. So anyway, I remember that this time there was like, I felt like a demon literally was trying to just harm me in all types of way. And all of a sudden the Mills Brothers music comes on and the demon goes away. I was just like, that's so cool. So anyways, I actually fell asleep to Goodfellas. Oh, is that coming? Is the Goodfellas theme song coming? Yeah, I think it is. I love that movie so much, and it's very strange because I have these particularly like certain types of dark movies that actually make me happy. And one of them, so it's Goodfellas, Apocalypse Now, and A Clockwork Orange. So strangely enough, these songs actually make me really happy. And so the Goodfellas, it's always that cozy feeling. Like, it always brings me back to being young, being little, and being at home, and it would just replay over and over on television, and you just knew all the parts to the songs. You just knew all the parts to the to every scene. You knew the words to every scene. It was just like, it was just enchanting. And so, you know, Goodfellas reminds me of just curling up with a blanket and having like hot tea or hot cocoa, or like somebody making me like French toast and eggs, and just like curling up and just watching that movie. I literally watched it, like the whole thing. I could watch that movie over and over. I could watch that movie over and over. I could watch Apocalypse Now over and over, and I can watch A Clockwork Orange over and over, and it never gets old. So anyways, here's some piano exit music from the Goodfellas scene, because I'm feeling in that type of mood.
Thank you. as who were. Suffice to say, this is a quaint affair. But no one really knows me like Harvey. I'm watching that, if I'm sure you'll agree.
once a change of scene would interest me. Change my misery to delight. I've got a feeling I'll be feeling restless until I meet somebody else who's restless. Then I'll get it off my chest and I won't be so restless
You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. Whew, we're here, we're clear. We are magical. This is a fun, spontaneous thing. I was actually out on the Tufts campus getting certain things situated. And I was like, why don't I just do radio? I'm already here. I mean, I don't want to waste a trip out here. Not come to the station. So now you have me playing music from the Death Proof album. How fun. That's the Quentin Tarantino. Yes. Who's ready for spring? Who's ready for warm weather? Who's ready for all of this? I mean, but actually, it's not that bad out. It's actually pretty nice out. It's pretty cool. I mean, I guess this is running weather, but, you know, the perfect temperature to run in is like that fall, spring weather where it's not too hot, it's not too warm. It's like just the perfect temp. Just the perfect. It's the perfect. So, why does it feel like a Monday? It feels like Monday. It doesn't feel like Thursday. I don't even know what day it is ever. It's pretty cool. It's pretty awesome to not know what day it is. To just be completely in such a spontaneity that you never know what day it is. Ugh. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. With that being said, let's play some Ramones. Rockaway Beach. This is such a fun song. It's always fun. Ramones is just like, they're just another dimension of the Beach Boys, basically. They're just another division and dimension of the Beach Boys. And Rockaway Beach will give that all away and let you know why. So here we are. Here's some Ramones. Stay tuned. I'm still here. I'm still here for a little bit. And coming in clear. All right.
1, 2, 3, 4. Rock, rock, rock away, bitch. Rock, rock, rock away, bitch. said that's a kind of gal.
You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Free From Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the boss of Medium. We almost forgot to do our PSA. Oh, never fear. I'm here to give you something to throw you off course. As always, just kidding. I'm just kidding. Is this? Okay. Tufts Archival Research Center. Okay, do you belong to a student organization, have records you'd like to preserve, donate them to the Tufts Archival Research Center for their drop-off day, Thursday, December 12th through 1 to 3 at the Tisch Library, accepting both physical and digital records. Please email archives@tufts.edu with any questions. This has been a public service announcement from the Tufts Archival Research Center and your friends at WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Tufts Freeformed Radio. Okay. So we are continuing on with some music. We just had some. That's just like that feel, middle of the day. I remember doing radio at 2, around 2. It was fun. It's a fun time of day in the afternoon. It's pretty laid back. It's still light outside. Always loved that. Always loved that energy. But here goes some Sham 69. I seen Sham 69 live. I was actually on a Sham 69 flyer. It was pretty cool. It's pretty gnarly. I need to go back and get that. I'm pretty sure it's somewhere I can find it. The Sham 69 flyer when they came to Boston. Yeah. Anyways, enough of that. Let's go into it. Hurry Up, Harry. Such a good song.
Give up. Give up. Hurry up, Harry. Come on. Give up. Listen to me. No, I don't want a cup of tea. Come on, come on. Hurry up, Harry, come on. Come on, come on. Every day.
Hurry up, Harry, come on.
Oh my God, that's Selena.
Actually, bye.
Saying bye to Charlie. On the air. I was like, bye. I didn't realize I'm still on the air. So anyways, this is interesting. This is the Selena. This is actually a Selena from the Selena, Como La Flor. And what's interesting and what's funny about this is like they at the internet, the Yolanda Saldivar, the woman who killed Selena, she's trying to get parole. And everyone's like, yeah, you should really stay in jail because we're going to beady, beady, beat you. Beady, beady, beat your butt. Oh, my God. It was really funny. Oh, my God. They're all like, you really need to stay in jail. Like, just don't do it. There's, like, already a bounty on her. It's pretty funny. So anyways, I will be here. I think I'll be here Sunday. Maybe. Hopefully. Doing some Sunday serves. Sunday service is really dope, actually. It's been really good. So, catch my show every Tuesdays from 5 to 7 p.m. I'm doing the Paranormal Playground Sounds. And it's going to be supernatural. Again, we're going to be doing some David Lynch. There's a lot of David Lynch tribute happening. We're going to go over how I went to sleep and woke up to gospel music. This is just a crazy week. This is just crazy. I mean, it's just going to... It's 2025. Things are just going to get even more crazier. Oh, my goodness. Hold on. Hold on to your seatbelts, all right? Oh, my God. It is too... It's on the dot, so I should probably get off the air. Anyways, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston medium. I love you. I hope you're having a great day. I'm having a good day. And I hope you are too. I'm still trying to figure out what I should leave you with. Actually, that's why I'm sounding strange right now. Oh, I'm leaving you with the English beat, full stop. Full stop. Yeah, it's so good. Anyways, I love you. Here you go, some English beat, because get off of your seat. Start skanking, start dancing. You need that energy. Woo! I love you.
and dead.
You're gonna cram it all into one night. Gonna dance real slow.